The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Baba Kama has been generously sponsored in our Daf Yomi program by our good friend and patron and charter member of our Daf Yomi class, Siyahu Ashar HaKohen and his dear wife, Rina. That Be'ezrat Hashem, they will have continued Hatzlacha, Harvaha, Bechol, Ma'aseh, Yedehem, Bri'ut, health, happiness, prosperity, and much nachat from their children. May they enjoy many years of Shalom Bayit, tranquility, and peace of mind. Amen ve'amen. Daf Chafeh. Today's daf is being studied in Nishmat Moshe Keni, Yosef Ben Seva, Manat Zekinati, Yafa Bat Sarab, Nishmat Avram Ben Estel, Hashem Ben Ham Ben Eden. Amen. We begin today's daf on Chavdalet Amud Bet, and we are starting from the Mishnah. Shor HaMazik, Mishut HaNizak. Shor HaMazik, the ox,
the thing that you send me,
the ox is Mazik in the Rishut of the Nizak. So what happens? Ketzad, Nagah, if it gored. Nagaf is if it pushed, let's say with its body. Nashach is if it's bit. Ravatz, if it's squatted. Well, on Kelim, let's say Ba'at, it kicked. Bereshut Rabim, Mishalem, Hatzinezik. As we know, these are all toldot of Kedin. The common denominator in Kedin is it's Kavanato Lehazik, and the first three times we consider it a Tam, and it's Mishuneh, and it's your Mamon, and therefore you have to watch it. That's Kedin. All these things we just said fall under that heading. Therefore, if it damaged in any of these ways, in the Rishut HaRabim, first three times, whatever it may be, Hatzi Nizik. Rishut HaNizak. But let's say the ox damages in the Rishut of the one that it damages, that's Rishut HaNizak, then we have the famous Machloket. Rabbi Tarfon Omer, Nizik Shalem, Vachemim Omerim, Hatzi Nizik. Rabbi Tarfon says, Keren, Bereshut HaNizak pays full damages, even the first time. And Achirim say, no, there's no difference between Bereshut HaNizak and Bereshut HaRabim. Amar lehem Rabbi Tarfon. So Rabbi Tarfon makes a kal vachomer. Uma bimkom shekel al ha-shen val ha-regel Bereshut HaRabim shu patur. And what? When it comes to shen and regel, in Bereshut HaRabim we know you patur, right? Because shen and regel is only chayav Bereshut HaNizak, because the pasuk says, ubi erbes le'acher. So and what if Shem v'regel Bereshut HaRabim is patur? Hehmir alehem Bereshut HaNizak nishalem nizik shalem, and still in Bereshut HaNizak is paid nizik shalem. Makom shehmir ala kerim Bereshut HaRabim, kerim which is hayav in Bereshut HaRabim nishalem hatzi nizik. Enudit shehmir ala Bereshut HaNizak nishalem nizik shalem. So that's the way he set up the kal vachomer. He set it up first teaching us rules of Shem v'regel, then he applied it to Kedin. He said again, and watch it, v'regel that in Nishut HaRabim is patur, in Nishut HaNizak is hayav. Kedin, which is hayav b'Rishut HaRabim, and Odin, she hayav b'Rishut HaNizak, amru lo dayo leba min adin liyot kenidon. So the rabbis answered back to him with the famous principle of dayo. Let's review dayo. Dayo literally means enough. Dayo leba min adin, from something that is coming from a deen, deen in this case means a kal vachomer, liyot kenidon, which is when you learn a kal vachomer, you can't learn more than from where you're learning from. You can learn at least equal to where you're learning from. For example, in this case over here, I'll say, ma b'reshut HaRabim hatzi nezik, af b'reshut HaNizak hatzi nezik, which means, good, you're trying to say that keren should be chayav b'reshut HaNizak. And you want to make a kal vachomer, say, if Shen is Hayab Bereshut HaRabim, and I'm sorry, if Shen is Patur Bereshut HaRabim and Hayab Bereshut HaNizak, Keren, which is Hayab Bereshut HaRabim, Kol Shekin should be Hayab Bereshut HaNizak. So the rabbi said, good kal vachomer, but Dayo, not Nezek Shalem. It should be at least Hatzi Nezek. It shouldn't be more than it is in Bereshut HaRabim. So comes the Gemara and says, Mishnah says, Amar lehem, says, no, you don't understand my kal vachomer. Af ani lo adun keren mikeren. I wasn't comparing keren to itself. Ani adun keren miregel. My kal vachomer is not from keren Bereshut HaRabim to keren Bereshut HaNizak. It's comparing keren to shin v'regel. I learned the kal vachomer as follows. Uma bimkom she'akel ala shen va'ala regel b'reshut rabim. In a place where you were lenient on shen v'regel, hechmir bekeren, in that same place you were mahmir on keren, namely reshut rabim, makom she'hmir ala shen va'ala regel b'reshut nizak, where you pay nezik shalom, en odin she'hmir bekeren. So therefore, I'm not learning keren from keren, I'm learning keren from shen v'regel, and therefore I'm saying what? That just like in a place where Shem Veregel is Patur, Keren is Hayav, in a place that Shem Veregel is Hayav, Erudin, that Keren should be Hayav. And if I want to make it like Shem Veregel to say it's going to be Hayav, Nezek Shalem B'Shut Anizak. Still they came after him. Amru lo dayo, still dayo, Deba min adin niyot kinidon, Ba B'Shut Anizim Hatsi Nezek, Ha B'Shut Anizak Hatsi Nezek. Even though you structured your Kavahomet like this, you're still comparing. You still need Keren in the equation. And Keren B'Shut Rabim is only Hatsi Nezik, and therefore you can't upgrade it more to say that it's going to be Nezik Shalem. In any event, we have a famous Mahlok between the Bitafon HaKamim, Keren B'Shut HaNizak, which means, according to HaKamim, they'll say Hatsi Nezik, like B'Shut Rabim, whereas the Bitafon, based on this Kavah Homer, he says it's even Nezik Shalem. Now, this is the Sugya of, again, Dayo. So we have to get clarity in how Dayo works again. I make a Kal Vachomer. Okay, I want to learn something from one thing to another. If over here the law is like this, over here certainly the law would be like this, but I can't learn it more than from my source. Right? A is my known, B is my unknown. Right? So when I'm learning B from a Kal Vachomer, I cannot make B now more stringent, right, than the source. That's the principle that Dayo. Dayo limits the Kal Vachomer to be as it is, not to learn more. Which means if I say, you know, if this guy over here who is weak can carry 50 pounds, this guy over here is strong. Kal Vachomer can carry 100 pounds. No. Dayo, 50 pounds. Right? Without Dayo, I would say, if a weak guy can carry 50, Kal Vachomer, a strong guy can carry 100. Dayo comes along and says, no, you have no right to go to 100. Dayo, stop. Dayo lebam min hadin, something that's coming from a din, from a kavah, liyot kenidon. Make it equal like the nidon. So now the Gemara begins, v'rabi tarfon let le dayo. Sounds like that. Sounds like Rabbi Tarfon doesn't hold this business of dayo. Because he learned, keren b'shut rabim is hatzi nezek, and keren b'shut nizak is nezek shalem. He's from the kavah homer, he didn't limit it. He didn't use the principle of dayo. So the Gemara says, is that possible? He doesn't hold to the concept of dayo at all? Can't be. Dayo is a deoraita concept. Where do we see dayo in the Torah? The Tanya, midin kal vachomer ketzel. Where do we learn the kal vachomer in the Torah? That was the story of, let's speak it outside first. That was the story of Miriam. Remember Miriam spoke lashon hara on Moshe Rabbeinu. So what happened? They punished Miriam. How long did they punish her for? They punished her for 7 days. That she was outside the Machaneh. But there was a Kal Vachomer that was made over here. How many days should she get punished? And the Kal Vachomer went as follows. Vayomer Hashem el Moshe ve'aviha yarok yarak b'faneha. If her father, let's say, would be upset at her, if her biological, if her physical father would be upset with Miriam, and that would manifest itself, for example, he would spit in front of her, showing his discontent with his daughter, how many days would she have to recluse herself? How many days would she have to remain in excommunication? A minimum. So for sure, if it was a physical father that got upset at her, certainly she would have to be excommunicated for at least 7 days. Now that her father in heaven is angry at her, certainly the excommunication should be 14 days. But what? Dayo brings you back down to 7. That's where you see Dayo in the Torah. That if a father would have gotten angry at 7 days, Kavahomer the Shekhinah should be 14. So now I'm at 14 already with the Kavahomer. What does Dayo do? Dayo brings me back down to 7. That's where you see. So therefore, wait. The Beit Tarfon, you cannot argue on this Dayo concept. Dayo is already well grounded from the Torah, right? It's Torah concept. So the Gemara says, "Vechi let le dayo echad mifrach kal vachomer." Oh, Rabbi Tarfon sometimes holds of Dayor and sometimes he doesn't. Which means, if Dayor, if by saying Dayor, if limiting the Kal Vachomer breaks the Kal Vachomer, I will show you examples of this. If by saying Dayor you break the Kal Vachomer, then he's not going to say Dayor. Hecha delo mafrich Kal Vachomer, it le Dayor. But if Dayor doesn't break the Kal Vachomer, then he holds of Dayor. Again, he does hold of Dayor depending on the situation. If by saying the concept of Dayor, your Kal Vachomer now is shattered, he's not going to say the concept of Dayor. But if you could say Dayor and still have some sort of Kal Vachomer, then he'll say it. Now we'll see examples of how this manifests itself. So the Gemara says, the Gemara goes to the source. Hatam Shiv'a d'shchina lo ketivi. That's right. Which means, in this pasuk of Miriam, we have no idea how long Miriam should be excommunicated for speaking Lashon Hara. We have no idea. Does it say 7 days? It doesn't say 7 days. Of Shekhinah. Which means that's our ex. We have no idea how long she should be excommunicated from God because of her sin. Ata Kal Vachomer Aite Arbesar. The Kal Vachomer comes along and tells me what? It took her from 0 to 14. Which means, I say, I don't know how long Shekhinah. Shekhinah, I have no idea how long she's supposed to be in. All I know is by a biological father. 7. So the Kal Vachomer brings me up to 14. Ata Dayo, what does Dayo do? Apik Shiva takes away 7 days. The Uki Shiva, and I'm left with 7. Which means by saying Dayo in this case, I didn't break the Kal Vachomer. Because I can use my Kal Vachomer to at least say 7. The Kal Vachomer is at least teaching me something. And what? If a biological father 7, Kal Vachomer Shekhinah 7. By saying Dayo, I still got something in my Kal Vachomer because I didn't even know 7. Again, I didn't even know 7 by Shekhinah. So all Dayo did to me is, instead of go to 14, we get back to that, but 7 is a hadush as well. Oh, there Dayo works, because Dayo keeps my Kal Vachomer in intact. There's still a hadush to Kal Vachomer. However, Abal Hacha, but here by the case of Hatsi Nezek, Hacha Hatsi Nezek Ketiv. Which means, what does the Torah say? Torah, when it talks about Keren, it says what? It says, you pay Hatsi Nezek. Does the Torah make a difference between the Shut Harabim or the Shut Anizak? Again, when the Torah says by Keren, Hatsi Nezek, don't say where. When a Keren damages, when a Shur damages, says Shur pays Hatsi Nezek, does the Torah limit where it pays it? No. It's Mashma, it pays it Ben B'Rishut Harabim, Ben B'Rishut Anizak. So I don't need a Kal Vachomer to teach me the Shut Anizak. That already I know from the Torah. The only thing the Kal Vachomer would teach me is Nezek Shalem. Now if you're going to say Dayo to tell me Hatsi Nezek, then I don't need the Kal Vachomer, then the Kal Vachomer is broken. Because I didn't need a Kal Vachomer to teach me the Shut Anizak. And therefore, the Ata Kal Vachomer Vaiti Hatsi Nezek Acharina. The Kal Vachomer adds to me that there's an extra Hatsi Nezek in the Shut Anizak. The Na'asa Nezek Shalem. Idairash Dayo, but if you're going to be Doresh Dayo, Africh le Kal Vachomer, you're going to break the Kal Vachomer, because what is the Kal Vachomer going to be? And what? If it's Hayav and Neshut and Abim, certainly it's going to be Hayav and Neshut and Izak. I don't need a Kal Vachomer for that, I know from the Torah. So therefore, by saying Dayo, you have now dismantled the Kal Vachomer. In that case, I'm not going to say Dayo. Ela, what does the Kal Vachomer tell me? Kal Vachomer must be coming to tell me that if it's Neshut and Abim, you pay Hatsi Nezek, or Neshut and Izak, you're going to pay Nezek, Shalem. And don't Dayo me, because once you Dayo me, you fit it in the Kal Vachomer's out the window. So the Bi Tarfon holds Dayo sometimes, and he doesn't hold Dayo sometimes. If Dayo is going to break the Kal Vachomer, he will not hold of the Dayo. If the Kal Vachomer can still be around, then he'll say, that, for example, what's the case where the Kal Vachomer will still be around? Miriam. My Kal Vachomer will still be valid, even if I knock it down from 14 to 7, the Hadush isn't 7. Because I didn't even know that the Shekhinah should be punishable by 7 days. So the Kal Vachomer is still around, if I can say Dayo. The Rabbanan, and other rabbis, they hold you say Dayo always. They hold even where the Kal Vachomer would still stand, you still say Dayo. Where do they know that from? Shiv'at d'shchina ketive. Tesager shiv'at yamin. They hold that we knew seven already. Seven of Shekhinah we knew already. Because the Pasuk says, Tesager shiv'at yamin. They're learning from that Pasuk. Tesager shiv'at yamin. That's going on the Shekhinah. So seven I knew already. So what was the Kavavah only coming to teach me? 14. And what does the Yod do? Puts me back to seven, which I didn't need to cover homer. And therefore you see the rabbis hold by your even where it breaks the cover homer. That's their source. Oh, the Rabbi Tarfon. Oh, so what do you do with that pasuk? Ha'u tesager de darshin and dayohu. That tesager shvat yamin tefutz is not going back on Shekhinah. That tesager shvat yamin is just teaching you the concept of dayo. But I did not know 7 days. Therefore, my cover homer with Shekhinah's X. I have no idea how long Shekhinah is, but I just know biological father 7. Oh, so I'm 7. What? Shekhinah should be 14. And what does the Yod do? Bring me back to 7. So that teaches me go back to 7. But the Kavachomer is still valid. That's why I can say the Yod, because the Nietzsche teaches me 7. The fact that I'm saying the Yod, I know from a different pasuk, the Rabbanan will say, "V'tesager Miriam," because there's another pasuk, "V'tesager Miriam shivat yamim." So that I know already. You say that you, Rabbi Tarfon, de'afilu ba'ama derishin and yo. Rabbi Tarfon has another pasuk to teach me that you don't only say that you in the case of Miriam, but you say that you even in other cases. Ve'lo tomar achem b'shum kivodo shel Moshe. You might have thought that over here, out of the respect to Moshe, what's the respect of Moshe? Out of respect to Moshe, what's the respect to Moshe? Ah, because he prayed for. So since he prayed for, that's why we say dayo over here, to limit it to 7 days. But I might have thought that maybe ba'ama, you don't say dayo. Kamash malad, but tesager shvat, he teaches me, not only by Miriam, it's 7, but all over the place, it's 7. So that would mean it's dayo. So therefore, let's just review what we just did over here. We have a fantastic machlok, how to learn pshat now, in a story in the Torah. When you're going to open up now, you're going to read the story of Miriam, you're going to say, oh, we know, bottom line, everybody agrees what happened. She got punished for 7 days. Of course, how'd you get to that? Rabbanan say, 7? 7 we knew already. 7, the Pasuk says. So, Shabbat Shamim. 7 we knew that she was going to get. Our Kavahoma was trying to bring her to 14. But you know what Dayo did? Brought her back to 7. Well, Dayo broke my Kavahoma. I don't need a Kavahoma for 7. 7 I know. You're right. Rabbanan say, you say Dayo, even where it breaks the Kavahomet. Rabbi Tarfon said, no, you know what? In this Pesukim over here, I know nothing. All I know is biological father would have been 7 days of excommunication. But Shekhinah, I have no idea. Shekhinah, I have no idea. So what was my Kavahomet? I would say, well, if 7 by a biological father, 14 by Shekhinah. Oh, and what does the Yod do? No, don't go so far. 7, which is Hadush in itself, which is a Kavahomet. So I say the Yod because my Kavahomet still has purpose. So Rabbi Tarfon holds where the Kavahomer still has purpose, you can say Dayo. Whereas in the case of Hatsi Nezek, Hatsi Nezek, Torah says, Keren pays Hatsi Nezek. Where? Anywhere. Torah doesn't limit where it pays Hatsi Nezek. Ben Bishuta Rabim, Ben Bishuta Nizak. Oh, if that's the case, then it pays all over. So I don't need the Kavahomer to teach me that it pays in the Bishuta Nizak. The Kavahomer will only teach me that it pays Nezek Shalem. Oh, by saying Dayo, what are you going to say? No. Dayo, Hatsi Nezek. Hatsi Nezek breaks my Kavahomet. I don't need a Kavahomet for that. So therefore, that's why in the case of the Mishnah, Rabbi Tarfon does not hold of Dayo. Because by saying Dayo, it would be Mafrich the Kavahomet. Now, the Gemara is going to question the following question. Okay, I'm very happy. You explained to me Rabbi Tarfon. I got a logic now. Sometimes you hold Dayo, sometimes you hold Dayo. Why don't you go all the way? Why don't you just say that Rabbi Tarfon never holds of Dayo? Why did you say that he holds it sometimes? Why don't you just say maybe he doesn't hold it at all? Because we found the Tana somewhere, maybe we thought, at least we found the Tana somewhere, that doesn't hold of Dayo at all. How is he going to learn the Miriam story? Well, I don't know. But there is a Tana out there, at least we're thinking now for a moment, that doesn't hold of Dayo at all. So the Gemara says, there is a Tana out there that's not Doresh Dayo. Oh, even though the Kavahomer stands, he still doesn't go with Dayo. So maybe Rabbi Tarfon subscribes to this. Who told you Rabbi Tarfon has a selective Dayo? Maybe he went all the way like this rabbi. Which rabbi? We're going to see right now. Netanya. Okay, let's get the clarity for a second. Okay, Zav. What's a Zav? Zav had an emission from his body. He's Tameh. His Zrok is Tameh, his Smit is Tameh. Right? The Rok of a Zav, that's Avatum'ah. That's a strong Tum'ah. Okay? Zav is Metameh b'Maga' u'Masah. Maga', I think he touches, Masah is even a stronger type of Tum'ah. That anything that he spits, let's say, on something, right? And it was lifted, and he lifts it, that's already, even though it's not touching the item itself, is Metameh b'Masah. Right, touching it to something else. Bottom line, the masa of the zav is metameh. Good. Baal keri. What's a regular baal keri case? Stam guy has emission keri. What's the din? Only metameh b'maga. Baal keri metameh b'maga. It's a lower level of tumah. Whereas zav is metameh b'maga u'masa. Baal keri is only metameh b'maga. Okay. Once you get the rules over here. We can get the, we're talking about the actual tipa itself, by the way. Okay? The Gemara says, Zav is a different type of consistency of keri, incidentally. Now she points out, Zav is more liquidy, where keri is more cohesive. There's a difference, it's a different item that's coming out of the guy's body. It's that you should know. One is muzerit, one is ena muzerit. Muzerit means cohesive. One is cohesive, one is not cohesive. Keri is cohesive, zav is not. Zav is more strict. Okay? Now the Gemara begins. Netanya, keri bezav minayin. Ooh. A zav became a baal keri. He's a zav already. So how do I know that keri is going to have a din of a zav, meaning it's going to be tameh even bimasa? That's the question over here, yeah? Again, a regular baal keri from a regular tahor guy, maga, touched an item. Zav, if let's say the zrok of a zav was on this box, as you lifted the box, that's masa, tameh as well. How do we know the keri of a zav will be metameh be masa? That's my X, that's my unknown over here. Ready now?
Gemara says. He's a
definite zav. Huh?
This is before he's a zav.
He's a zav already. He's a definite Zav. Now he sees Keri. How do I know that Keri that he sees? First of all, how do I know it's Keri? Because I see it's cohesive. I know the difference. How do I know that's going to be Tameh even Bimasa? Yeah?
Like spit.
Like the spit of the Zav. Exactly. So the Gemara says, Vidinu. I make a Kavahomer. What's the Kavahomer? Ma Tahor B'Tahor. What's Tahor B'Tahor? The spit of the Tahor. Spit of Tahor is nothing. What's Tahor v'Tahor? Right, as she says, Rokshu Tahor be'Adam Tahor. Spit, which is generally a Tahor item, right? Came out of a Tahor guy, but what? Tameh be'Tameh. But if the spit comes out of a Tameh guy, this item, which is usually no problem, becomes a problem if it comes out of a Tameh guy. Tameh be'Tahor. Keri, which is Tameh, even when it comes out of a Tahor guy, Enodin she tameh betameh. Enodin when it comes out of a tameh guy, certainly it should be strict with ma'mi and to be metameh be masa. Yeah. Vekamaiti la ben le maga ben le masa. And the Kav Omer over is going what ben le maga ben le masa. And what? We're not saying over here dayo. What would Dayo tell me? Dayo would say, well, Dayo shouldn't be worse, shouldn't be better. Regular keri is maga, so this should be a maga. But by saying Dayo, well, so wait, so Gemara comes along and says, Ve'amai, what do you mean? Why are you saying this? Nema ahani kavahome le maga. Ahani Dayo lapuke masa. Why don't you tell me like this? Learn the Kavahomer, at least from Maga. Then what? That just like Baal Keri would be Tameh Maga, so Baal Keri of Zav would be Tameh Maga. And I, with a Kavahomer, I would even say, oh, Kavahomer, even Masa, and let Dayo bring me back down to Maga. Understand how I want to learn this? So comes the Gemara and says, "V'chitem al magal lo esrika v'homer." What do you mean? Magal esrika v'homer. De lo garam migavrat tahor. What do you mean? If a regular guy sees scary, it's magal. I need a kavomer to teach me a zav that sees scary is not. I need a kavomer for that. No, it's tariq. You need that, by the way. I need a kavomer for that. Why? Sagad adakamina mekere laila kitim. It's when a guy sees scary, it's mekere laila. Mishi kiryo gorem lo. Only if the scary caused the tuma. Yetzadze she'en kiryo gorem lo. So it's not so pashut. Here the keri didn't go in the tuma. What are you talking about? Ela devarech, something else got him though. Kamash ma'alan. So Gemara says, Mide velo devarech her ketif? What are you talking? It says mekine laila. It doesn't say something else caused the keri. Any type of keri is the mitameh. Therefore, really I'll tell you, maga, I don't need a kava homer for. What do I need my kava homer for? For Masa, because Magar really, I can learn from the pasuk Mekere Lai. Doesn't say Mekere Lai only if the Keri brought the tumah to the guy. But if he was tameh, already know. Just Mekere Lai. Doesn't say. Maybe Zav also is talking about it. Doesn't say any type of hiluk. Therefore, I'll tell you what. Really, from Magar, do I need a kavah homer? No. Why don't I need a kavah homer? It's not worse than a regular guy that sees Keri. Why should the Zav be worse? Mekere Lai means in all cases good. So wait, let's now we did it over here. Okay, do I need a kavah homer for maga? No. So what is my kavah homer just going to teach me?
Masa.
By saying dayo, what would it do? Bring me down to maga, break my kavah homer. Oh, that's exactly the mitarfon. So you see, right, the reason why we didn't say dayo over here is because it would have broke the kavah homer. So therefore, it's because this would have been tarfon. So we didn't find a shita that says you always say dayo regardless. No. In this case, the reason why you're not saying dayo is because if you implored the concept of dayo, your kavah homer would be broken. Good? Mm-hmm. Oh, so Gemara says, Uman tana deshamat ne'damashik vatzera shel zav metame b'masa. It's time. Who is this opinion that says that the Shekhbat Zera of Ezav is Metameh B'Masah? Who is that opinion, by the way? No, Rabbi Eliezer, but Rabbi Yoshua. It's not these two rabbis. Nitnan, Shekhbat Zera shel Zav Metameh B'Maga, ve'en Metameh B'Masah, devre Rabbi Eliezer. So it's clear not Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Yoshua omer, af Metameh B'Masah. Oh, so maybe it's him. Metameh B'Masah, no. Lefi, she'i efshar belo sahsuhe ziva. Because the keri of Ezav for sure has some residue of zav in it. When it comes out of his body, it's got some zav in it. Oh, ad kano kamar bi Yoshua hatam ela she'ev shal below sechsu haziva. The only reason why it's because it's got some ziva residual in it. Ha, navachi lo. Good. But if it doesn't, it didn't. Obviously, he's not learning this kavah homer either. Because he holds it's only because of zavut. Ela hai tanau detnan. Oh, you know, we found the tana that holds it with tamebe. Masa, Keri of Ezav. Who is that? The following. Ditnan. We're learning over there's three Avot HaTum'ah in the world. What are the three Avot HaTum'ah? Sheretz, Shechvat Zera, and Tamemet. Again, Sheretz is Metameh Avot HaTum'ah, Shechvat Zera is Metameh, and Tamemet. These are all Av HaTum'ahs. Okay? That they are Metameh B'Maga. Look at Rashi, the bottom Rashi. למעלה מן משלושה אבות התומעה דשרת ששכבת זרע ותמי מת תמי מת מסבל גם תמי from אמת כי תמי מת זה אבי אבות אתה גם אם תמי from אמת זה אב השרת itself has a din of a אב שכבת זרע also has a din of an אב so the Mishnah says למעלה מהן what's higher than these תומעות זובו של זב זובו של זב the actual fluid of the זב not the זב the fluid of the Zav, Viroko, all these items are stricter because they're metame even the Masa. V'shechvat Zaro, right here. And his Shechvat Zera also of a Zav, Umime Raglav, and his urine, V'dam and Nidam metameim b'mbagam b'mbasa. So Gemara says, V'dam ha'achanam, if she yifshav lo sisro chaziva. Yeah, maybe I'll tell you the reason why the keri of a zav is metamis because it's got residual of zavut in it.
Yeah.
It should have put it as number two. It should have said zovo shel zav v'kiryo. It should have put it as number two on the list Because it's really the same reason. Zovo shel zav and the keri of a zav. If the reason is because it has residual. Maishina diktani lagabe roko. Why did it put it next to rok? Ela mishum de ati mi roko. Ela because it has the same thing as, just like rok. It's not because of ziva, no ziva and rok. Because it's coming from a zav. So to keri is going to be tame because it's coming from a zav. Therefore we found the opinion that says keri of a zav is metame be masa. Must be from the Kal Vachomer. And the reason why you don't say Dayo is because it would have broken the Kal Vachomer. Because I don't need it for my God. Comes Gemara and says, Amar le Rav Hamid Ifti le Ravina. Rav Hamid Ifti tells Ravina, I'll find you another rabbi. I failed this attempt. I try to find an opinion that doesn't hold of Dayo at all. That's not so. I'm going to try to find you another opinion that doesn't hold of Dayo ever. Even though it doesn't break the Kal Vachomer, this rabbi doesn't know the Dayo. Well, what's the case? The Tanya. Okay, mapatz bimit. What's mapatz? A mat. A mat that's in the oil of a mit. Oil of a mit means there's a mit in the room. Anything that's in the room with the mit becomes tamimit. Now, don't take this for granted, but we would think anything. It's not so, it's not so fast. We wonder, what about a mapatz, made out of, what is it?
Reeds.
Okay. Minayin. How do you know that also it's subject to tum'at ohel hamit? That's our question over here. Vidinu. Uma pachim ketanim sheteurim bezav. Pachim ketanim, small jugs. Made out of earthenware. Can a zav metame pachim ketanim? No. Why? Because on pachim ketanim, the opening is very small. Pachim ketanim, the only way you metame is ma'aviro, from the airspace. The zav would not be able to fit his finger in the small little airspace over there of a pach katan. Therefore, pachim ketanim are not subject to but in an oil amet pachim ketanim will be mapat shemetame bezav. A mat, if a zav lies on a mat, it's metame it. Right? If a zav lies on a mat, metame. Eno dinchi tame bemet. Oh, you have a Kal Vachomer. Not the Kal Vachomer? I repeat. Uma pachim ketanim. She'ena mitame'im bezav, because the guy can't stick his finger in the hole. But it's mitame be'oil amet. Mapat she'mitame bezav. Eno din she'yitame be'oil amet. Ve'kamayti. Now, we're learning this tum'ah. Ben le'tum'at erev, ben le'tum'at shiv'ah. There's two types of tum'ah. Tum'at erev means yitame just for one day, one night. The next day, you're okay. And tum'at shiv'ah is 7 days. Which we're learning this mapatz over here is not only for tumat erev. It's going to have the full blown tumat met of 7 days, like a tumat met. Ve'amai ema ani Kal Vachomer le tumat erev ve'ani dayo lapuke tumat shiva. Why don't you say like this? Zav only has tumat erev. Zav is a man. Tumat erev means one night, one day tamei. That's it. So why do you say the Kal Vachomer is like this? Uma pachim ketanim that doesn't have zav but has tumat met. Mapatz that has zav, all the more should have met. Legabe what? Let it say that it has met legabe tumat erev. Which means, learn that if this is tumat erev, certainly mapatz should be tumat shiva, and let dayo bring me back down to tumat erev. Again. Mm-hmm. Let the Kal Vachomer work like this. And what? Pachim ketanim that is not subject to Zav. But subject to oil. Mapatz, that is subject to Zav. Inudin, that it should be subject to oil. Tamitameh, Shiva'ah. Or Tamitameh, Shiva'ah. And let Dayo bring it back. Then, Dayo, to teach me Tumat, Erev. From the fact that you need, and your Kal Vachomer still be good. My Kal Vachomer still is good. Because I'm still learning Tumat. Erev at least. And from the fact that you didn't do that, you see that you don't say Dayo even when a Kal Vachomer would be intact. Yep. Oh, so we found an opinion that doesn't say Dayo regardless. Amale Kevar Raman Yaleh Rav Nachman Bar Zecharia Lavaye. Already he asked this question to Abaye. Vama Lavaye, Tana Mimapatz Besheretz Maitilai. So first of all, you misunderstood this whole story. We were not discussing Mapatz for Tum'at Ohel. The discussion over here was, how do you know a Mapatz could be Mitameh Besheretz? That if a Sheretz falls on a Mapatz, and by the way, there was no Kavachomer, it's a Hekesh. So therefore, there's no Hekesh means two Piskim that are next to each other. So it's nothing to do with Dayo over here. You got the story all wrong. This Mishnah that you quoted, first of all, you got the case wrong, and it's not even a Kavachomer that was working over here. The case was not Mapatz Betumat Oil, it was Mapatz Besheretz, and now you're going to learn a Mapatz Besheretz from a Hekesh. So leave Dayo, Dayo's not part of the story of it. How do you know? Vaki Kamar. Mapatz Besheretz Minayin. Oh, how do I know Mapatz Besheretz? Huh? That means if a Sheretz touches a Mapatz. Vedinu.
Uma Pachim Ketanim Sheteurim Bezav, Metamim Besheretz, and what Pachim Ketanim?
Also,
that a Tahor Bezav, Metame Besheretz, Mapatz. Shetame b'kezav or bezav, why is that on it? Enudin shietame b'sheretz. Rashi, please. Look at Rashi. Tana mimapatz b'sheretz ma'itila. Mapatz b'met. Because Rashi v'ked l'kaman ne'emar beged v'or will see. Ve'lav b'kavachomen b'zav k'd kamar. Ve'ach mishna haki kamar. Mapatz b'sheretz minale. Okay, Tana Mapatz Besheretz Mighty Kilomar. Hi, Tana Mapatz Besheretz, who the mighty become the Homer Mizav,
which is like this. I jumped the gun. You're right. There's a Kavahomer. We just read a Kavahomer. You cannot deny there's a Kavahomer over here. And what's the Kavahomer? Mapatz Besheretz. What's the Kavahomer? And what if Pachim Ketanim? No Zav. But yes, Sheretz. But yes, Sheretz. Mapatz. That yes, Zav. For sure, Sheretz. Now, this discussion is, by the way, only by Tumat Erev. One night Tumah. There's no Tumat Shiva by Sheretz. So, therefore, this Kavahomer is a Kavahomer. You cannot say Dayo in this Kavahomer Bechlal. Because there's nothing to Dayo. It's not going to be more. There's nothing more. It is what it is. Therefore, you have no Ra'ayah to any of the discussion of Dayo if you're learning this. The Dayo comes in if you have Tumat Erev and Tumat Shiva. Oh, so we go to Tumat Shiva, bring it down to anyway, then you have the whole discussion. But now we're not even discussing that. This equals
same field,
exactly. If this Zav is here, so this is Sheretz would be the same thing. Good. Mm-hmm. Oh, but now we're just left with one more problem. How do you know then Tumat Ohel by a Mapatz? If you're learning that this last situation of it was Mapatz by Sheretz, then how do you know Mapatz in a Ohel? Stop, how do you know that? We're not learning from a Kavahomer, by the way. That we're going to learn from a Gezer HaSheva. The Gemara says, oh. Ela Mapatz b'met minayin. Back to the question. How do you know Mapatz b'met? Okay. That's going to be a Hekesh. Hekesh means two piskim next to each other. Ne'emar beged ve'or b'sheretz. By a sheretz it says beged ve'or. What's beged ve'or? Beged is wool, garment, or whatever, and or is leather. Those items are subject to sheretz. Ve'ne'emar beged ve'or b'met. Oh, ma beged ve'or amur b'sheretz ma patz tamebo. Like we just learned. Av beged ve'or amur b'met ma patz tamebo. You got the Hekesh?
Yeah.
Again, I have a Hekesh between Sheretz and Mit. They're written next to each other in the Torah, by the way. What does it say by Sheretz? Beged Or. Okay, what does it say by Mit? Beged Or. Oh, now what did I just learn by Sheretz, by the way? Didn't I just tell you Sheretz is Mitameh? Mapatz is Mitameh B'Sheretz?
Yes.
How do I learn Mapatz is Mitameh B'Sheretz? From a Kalahomer of Zav.
Yes.
And it says Beged Or. And it's a Beged Or by Met. So just like by Sheretz, and it says Beged Or, and I just told you that Mapatz is Metameh B'Sheretz. So Met also that says Beged Or, Mapatz is going to be Metameh B'Tumat Ohel Met.
Simple.
Simple Hekesh. So by the way, take your Dayo off the table from this whole Sugav, this last piece. The first Kavahomer was not a Dayo situation. Mapatz B'Met was from a Hekesh. Now, you know rules. Whenever you're learning these type of hikeshim, the words got to be available. Got to be opened. Because if the words are not opened, that means to available, then already I could break your analogy. So the Gemara says, Mufne. By the way, you better say that these words bigger than or are available for derash. You know why? De'i lo mufne ika le mefrakos. I could break it by saying what? Ma le sheret shechen metame b'chadasha. Tomar b'met she'en metame b'chadasha. I could say, well, sheretz is mohamud, by the way. Sheretz is metame even the size of a lentil. Where a met is not, it's got to be a kazayit. Oh, but you know what? Since it was available, so therefore, you can't break it. Because otherwise, I would have a break. And not because I, right. So give us la'ayeh. By the way, you are correct. Afnuyeh mufneh. It is open. You know why, how I know it's open? Mehdi. Sheretz et kash lechvat l'shekvat zera. I'm going to show you how the sheretz one is open. The when it says by sheretz, beged and all is available. Because I don't need to know it. Because I know it already from shekvat zera. Because sheretz is also written next to shekvat zera. What does it say about shekvat zera? Dichtiv. O isha shet tetze, memenu shekvat zera. And it says over there, beged or. Usmichle, o isha shin yiga becho sheretz. Uchtim be shekvat zera, vechol beged vechol or shin yalav shekvat zera. Beged ve'od, dichtiv rachmana besheretz lamali, shma min alef nuye. Good. So the sheretz beged or, I know it's from already hikesh of shekvat zera. Also, it's available. Very good. I just proved you why, how I know it's available. Ve'akati mufne mitzad echad hu. Right? Only on one side it's available, which means the sheretz beged or is available, but the tum'at met beged or is not. And therefore we have a rule. Some rabbis say, well, it got to be open on one side available, then you can just do it, even though they're not equal. But some say, no, it's got to be open on both sides. So the Gemara says, Hani mufne mitzad echad lemedin. Ve'en mishivin. According to the opinion, it says, oh, it's got to be available on one side. You learn it and you don't question it. Fine, Shapir. Ela lemad amad lemedinu mishivin ma'ika lememar. What are you going to say? So the Gemara says, you know what? Demet name afnuye mufne. Met also, the beged ve'od by met is also available. How do you know? Mechdi. Met it ki shekvat zera. Met is also written next to shekvat zera. Back to the same derash. דכתיב הנוגעה בכל תמי נפש, או איש אשר תצא ממנו. וכתיב במשכבת זרע, וכל בגד וכל עול אשר יהיה עליו שכבת זרע, בגד ועוד דכתיב רחמנה באמת למה, לשמוע מן אלף נויה, והאב ומופנה משני סטדדים. Good. Last point now. Oh, so then what do we prove? מופנה משני סטדדים. I mean, בגד ועוד of sheretz is open, בגד ועוד of met is opened, and therefore I make a catch. Just like by sheretz. Mapatz is tameh. Oh, oh, oh. How do I know mapatz is tameh? From somewhere else. From a kal v'chomer of Zav. Oh, so to now. So it's a double item here. First, I'm linking sheretz to mit. Beged or. And they're both available. Oh, now what am I linking it to? Well, and I know mapatz over here is tameh. Be'sheretz. From where? From over here. From a kal v'chomer of Zav. So I'm going from Zav to Sheretz to Met. I learned Mapatz from Zav. Now I know it applies to Sheretz. Once I know this applies from external source, now I'm going to apply it to Met. That's what we did over here. So the Gemara says, hey, not so fast. Gemara says, Hani Haleman, Dun Mine Ve'uki Be'atra. New rules over here. What does Dun Mine mean? Dun Mine means learn from each other, the uki be'atra, and after you learned it in its from each other, go to its place. Which means dun mine, make the kesh. Make the kesh between sheretz and met. Dun mine. Once you dun mine, the uki be'atra, now take it in its place, take it somewhere else. And just like my paths. By sheretz, learn from somewhere else. You could learn now. Mapatz of a met will also be tameh. Which you are allowed to make this double limud. Because by the way, again, let me say it clear. It doesn't say beferush by sheretz that mapatz is metameh b'sheretz. It's not beferush. If it was beferush, what's the question? I have a link, hekesh, whatever this is. No, it's dun mine. Learn them, connect them.
And then the uki be'atra. And then once you learn them, put it in its place. And then just like sheretz is metameh b'mapatz from somewhere else, put met also over there. That's okay, you can do that. Mm-hmm. However, ena leman damar dun mine umine. Oh, but according to the pieces, no. When you have a kesh, you learn whatever it is here. You can't go to external place now. Whatever this is. So we don't know where my pats then is. How you gonna know my pats? Right? My kalememar. How you gonna know my pats? That's mitameh b'metumat shiva, which means like this. Like, can I say it better? I'm gonna say it one more time and then we're done. Dun mine ve'uki be'atra would tell me. Can I say better? Dun mine, learn sheretz from the hekesh emet, shemetz we're doing, the hekesh, and then apply it to its place. Apply it to its place means, my tumat met, how long is the tumah? 7 days. So first, I just dun mine, learn, just like my sheretz mapatzis tameh, so to buy. Oh, that's the way I'm saying it. Just by sheretz mapatzis tameh, so to buy. Mapat will be tameh in oil mit, but uki be'atra apply to its laws. Shiva.
Instead of
Ayrev. Instead of apply it. So dun mine, and then uki be'atra, then apply it to its place. Oh, but if you hold no, dun mine umine, and it becomes like where you're learning from, then mapats in an oil mit will only be tomat Ayrev. So how are you going to know Shiva? You got that? Mm-hmm. So I'm going to say again. Dun mine, and then uki be'atra. Learn from each other, and then apply it to its place. And by met at 7. But if you hold dun mine umine, just like this is erev, this should be erev. So the Gemara says, nah, amar rav amar kera v'chibastem b'gdechem b'yom b'shvi'i. And then at the end of the pasuk says, utartem. So you'll wash your tumat met. You'll wash the clothes on the 7th day, and then you will mitahir yourself. The extra word utartem is extra. Because obviously if you're washing your clothes, it becomes tahor. Kol teme'ot she'atem mitame'im memet, lo yu pechotim b'shiv'a. We have a rule. Anytime you're in the sugya of tumat met, it's a 7-day story. So therefore, that rule is standing over there. So you're right. Dun mine umine. Learn from this to this, but to matmet. I know the 7-day rule. By you ready to matmet? So therefore, according to everybody, it's going to be 7 days, regardless. So there, basically, we concluded we have a machloket between the bitarfon and hachamim to the, how to use dayo. But everybody uses dayo to a certain degree. Baruch Hashem. Amen. Amen.